From the studios of KXCI in Tucson, Arizona, I'm King David McKenzie, and this is the second edition of the Southwest Derby Report. The deadline is 5:40 p.m. Arizona time on Thursday, September the 17th, 2009. Sorry it's a day late, but technical difficulties, as in Microsoft, the technical difficulty that you buy through the nose. Anyway, one WFTDA regional is history, another is about to crank up, and there's Derby past that to talk about in California, Utah, Colorado, Arizona, Texas, and points yonder, including some goings-on down under. A whole lot of Derby going on this week, so let's get down to brass tacks, skaters and fans. Santa Cruz, California, I told you to watch out for Hill and Wheels, didn't I? And you sure got her. My Tucson Roller Derby Iron Curtain rolled into the Santa Cruz Civic Auditorium on Saturday, the 12th of September, and dropped the hammer and sickle on the hosting Santa Cruz Derby girls 94-90. Not the big one. The California coast has not yet slid into the Pacific, but the gals from the Workers' Paradise got the job done, after which they came back to Tucson and unwound by watching a video of 1984 and rooting for Big Brother. Down the coast to Los Angeles at the Doll Factory on West Temple Street, the San Diego Sirens paid a visit on the L.A. Swarm and got thoroughly stung. The Swarm 104, the Sirens 51. Back up the coast a little to the Ventura County Fairgrounds in Ventura, the Ventura County Derby Darlings experienced the invasion of the San Diego Roller Derby Starlets. The Starlets pulled that one out by only 3 points. San Diego, 100. Ventura County, 97. Up in Kansas City, by the way, I'm wearing my Kansas City Monarchs cap as I record this program, should anybody care. Or maybe not. The 14th-ranked Kansas City Roller Warriors hosted Albuquerque's 15th-ranked Duke City Muñecas Muertas, and Parker's mood was piled on thick and heavy to the tune of a 100-point spread. Kansas City 155, Duke City 55. Over to the Salt Palace in Salt Lake City, Utah, where there was an even larger point spread Saturday night, as in 124 points, with the Salt City Shakers shaking the living hell out of the Junction City Roller Girls 203-79. Talk about salt in those wounds. And across the Pacific Pond to Christchurch, New Zealand, where there was Dead End Derby at Cowles Stadium. School Assassination Squad 104, Hellbound Harlots 66. Remember to make sure that your team's bout is covered on the Southwest Derby Report. Always get me the date and send me the information. And you can make your own spoken word report on MP3 and send it in if you want. And email all of that to the Southwest Derby Report at baronofarizona@gmail.com. That's baronofarizona@gmail.com. And as for you fans, hey, you want to make an MP3 with a shout-out to your favorite league, team, or skater anywhere in the world? Do that too. Send it in. Baron of Arizona, baronofarizona@gmail.com. We'll run it right here on the Southwest Derby Report. Of course, there's also a couple of WFTDA regionals to report on. The rundown on the North Central Brawl of America in St. Paul, Minnesota, coming up in a few moments. But first, Derby News Network had Justice Feelgood Marshall report on the Wicked Wheels of the East in Raleigh, North Carolina last weekend. Here's part of how the good Justice saw it all go down. Many thanks to Derby News Network for this information. Starting Friday, September the 11th, the 9th-seeded D.C. Roller Girls initially fell into a scoring hole against the 8th-seeded Connecticut Roller Girls, 21-6 at the beginning of the 7th jam. But Camilla the Huns' 10-point tear proved to be the big spark plug that DC needed to get off the dime and pull ahead to 55-45 by the half, with Free Radical adding 9 unanswered points to that DC tally in another jam. Connecticut never regained that lead and was held to only 11 more second-half points until the final jam, by which time DC had the bout firmly in the win column. On the last jam, Connecticut's Eleanor Roosevelt had a final run of 14 points to DC's 4, the final tally being DC 139, Connecticut 70, with Connecticut not only being upset at the start of the tournament, but also eliminated from Nationals contention, going on to a consolation bout Saturday afternoon. DC went on to battle Charm City later on Friday afternoon, that bout being reported on in a few moments. The 7th-seeded Steel City Derby Demons had no problem whatsoever with the 10th-seed Dominion Derby Girls, who after a 3-3 opening jam dropped 77 unanswered points to the Pittsburgh squad, effectively losing the bout within the first 15 minutes. Hurricane Heather alone had a pair of 24-point jams, and Kat Von Destroya and Snot Rocket Science added to Dominion's misery as the buzzer rang at halftime to a 141-10 score. Steel City took the pedal off the metal in the second half, but even then, Dominion only managed to put 20 more points on the board to SC's 96 more, the final score being Steel City 237, Dominion 30. A battle of the Pennsylvanians was then penciled in for 6 p.m. Friday, with Steel City advancing to take on the second seed Philly Roller Girls, while Dominion went on to the consolation round on Saturday. Then the first seed returning champion Gotham Girls Roller Derby went up against the 6th seed Providence Roller Derby. That matchup started out as a heavily defensive bout on the part of the Rhode Islanders, but 10 minutes in with a small 12-2 lead, three Gotham Jammers, M-Dash, Susie Hot Rod, and Bonnie Thunders, all exploded with repeated 10 and 15-point jams, while Providence could only muster 4 more points in the first half, with the board reading Gotham 85, Providence 6 at halftime. The only real highlight for Providence came in the second half, with Crazy Dukes posting a 10-point jam, more than doubling the Rhode Islanders' first half tally in a single run, but Providence couldn't double that for the rest of the bout, scoring only 9 more points, while Gotham grabbed another 100 on their way to a 165-point spread on the bout. The final, Gotham 185, Providence 25. Gotham went on to the semifinals, while Providence went on to a Saturday afternoon consolation rounder against Connecticut. DC returned to the track to go up against the third seed Charm City, whose Joy Collision went on to erase 3 names: Duke City's Kamikaze Kim, Kansas City's Snot Rocket, and Windy City's Cola Loca from a particular record book entry. Those 3 westward jammers had shared the record for the most points scored in a single tournament jam at 25. The new record set by Joy Collision from Baltimore is a truly epic 30 points in a single tournament jam. DC could only muster half a dozen points that half, with the scoreboard reading Charm City 97, DC 6 as the second half came up. In that second half, Charm City gave 2 skaters primarily used as pivots and blockers, Holly Gohardley and Dolly Rocket, chances at jammers. But the bunch from Baltimore cruised to a 2-13-28 victory against the Capital Gang, with Charm City headed for a Saturday night face-off with Philly for a spot in the finals as well as a Nationals berth, while DC had the 7th place consolation bout the next day to look forward to. Then came that battle of Pennsylvanians, with a fresh Philly Roller Girl squad taking on Steel City. The second seed had a predictably successful time against the Pittsburgh women, who at least seemed to stay in the bout halfway through the first. Then Philly took firm command, holding Steel City to only 1 more point until the halftime, at which the score was Philly 95, Steel City 21. Snot Rocket Science and Hurricane Heather did what they could in the second half to put Steel City back into it, but when it was all said and done, it was Philly 219, Steel City 50. Both sides went on to Saturday bouts, Philly against Charm City in the semifinals, Steel City against DC for 7th place. Friday's action wrapped up with a bout between the last two fresh sides of the day, the fourth-seeded host Carolina Roller Girls and the fifth-seeded Boston Derby Dames. The Brood from Beantown took a healthy lead of 31-4 by the 15-minute mark, but Boston blocker Pina Colada was ejected from the bout for a particularly stiff low block against Carolina jammer Pollywanna Crackia. Carolina did show some signs of life, including a 9-point jam to Princess America's credit, and the halftime tally was Boston 40, Carolina 24. The second half, however, was all Boston, with the Dames bombing Carolina at one point with a 66-5 run, getting revenge for last year's loss. The final score was Boston 112, Carolina 40. The upset left Carolina eliminated from the Nationals and slated against Dominion in the consolation round, while Boston would go on to a semifinal Saturday evening bout against, who else? Gotham. And you thought the Yankees-Red Sox was a fierce rivalry? All of that action took place Friday, the 11th of September. Saturday, the 12th, started with that 7th-place consolation bout between Steel City and D.C., the Capital Gang closing the point gap to a 5-point spread on a Free Radical 15-point jam 20 minutes in. However, almost the entire D.C. squad went to the penalty box on the very next jam, and a 20-point jam by the Crippler was the jewel in the second half trouncing of D.C. The final score, Steel City 222 and 7th place, D.C. 56 and 8th place. An even bigger mismatch came next, with Carolina rolling against Dominion, and rolling and rolling and rolling and rolling and rolling a little bit more. Dominion didn't score its first point until 13 minutes into the bout, spotting the hometown Carolinians a staggering 44 points. In contrast to the Boston bout, Pollywanna Crackia did the punishing with one 23-point jam. The second half saw Carolina further dominating Dominion by racking up another 151 points. The final tally saw home gals Carolina with 252 points and a spot on the Sunday bout for fifth place, and Dominion with 44 points and one last chance to climb out of the tournament cellar the next day. The next consolation bout saw Providence against Connecticut. The Nutmeggers showed some solid defensive skills, especially on the part of Luciana Pulverati and Ms. Concepcion, but Providence showed that they were the masters of the slow build, and by the last buzzer, the bottom line became Providence 142, Connecticut 57. This set Providence as Carolina's fifth-place opponents for Sunday, and Connecticut looking to avoid last place against Dominion in 24 more hours. In the semifinals, first the Boston-Gotham battle saw the Brood from Beantown dominated by Gotham by a 101-point spread, 154-53, and Philly handily displacing Charm City, 149-74. All of that set up the Sunday finale between the two top seeds, Gotham and Philly, as well as the bouts determining the rest of the regional tournament standings. And here's how those standings shook out. Connecticut kept Dominion in the cellar, number 9 Connecticut 156, number 10 Dominion 57. Hometowners Carolina came away with 125 and 5th place, leaving Providence with 73 and 6th place. The 3rd place bout was a particularly good scoring affair, with Boston upsetting Charm City 156-142, 3rd place going back home to Massachusetts, 4th place going back home to Maryland. The Eastern Championship bout turned out to be the most exciting of the entire tournament, with Gotham building a 33-14 lead over Philly in the first 20 minutes, only to have that 19-point spread evaporate in the following 8 minutes and Philly take a 4-point lead. That led Gotham's Beatrix Slaughter to close the gap in the last minutes of the half, setting a 39-all tie at halftime. in the second half, Gotham chose to drop both Beatrix Slaughter and M-Dash from the jammer rotation, alternating between Bonnie Thunders and Susie Hot Rod for the entire half. But the Philly jammers would not be denied, with Shanita Stretcher, Mo Payne, Gloria Grindum, Persephone, and Teflon Donna tying and trading leads with their Gotham counterparts all the way up to and including the final jam in overtime, which itself saw the lead change four different times. The margin of victory was one phantom point, with Gotham's Sweet Sherry Pie in the penalty box as Teflon Donna kicked out the final jam in Philly's favor, 90-89, leading the Philly Roller Girls to break the Gotham Girls Roller Derby string of divisional championships and become the 2009 WFTDA Eastern Champions. Congratulations, Philly. You have made the cradle of American independence into the city of sisterly love. Now it's time for this weekend's bounce. Listen up, because one of these rides will be going on somewhere within driving distance of you. Of course, after all of that action in Raleigh, we have the second regional tournament, the Brawl of America, about to fill the legendary Roy Wilkins Auditorium in St. Paul, Minnesota, with the Minnesota Roller Girls hosting their Twin Cities rival North Star Roller Girls, Milwaukee's Brew City Bruisers, the Grand Raggedy Roller Girls from Grand Rapids, Michigan, Cleveland's Burning River Roller Girls, My Mad Rollin' Dolls from Madison, the Detroit Derby Girls, the Windy City Rollers from Chicago, the Cincinnati Roller Girls, and St. Louis's arch rival Roller Girls. All of that action kicks off Friday, September the 18th. And as always, if you can't be in St. Paul to see that action in person, there will be online broadcasts by the great folks at DerbyNewsNetwork.com, and we'll report on it all here next week. Also on Friday, Corpus Christi, Texas, Hurricane Alley is invaded by Houston's Southside Devils Rejects. In Phoenix, the Arizona Derby Dames will hold their 2009 seasonal championship bout Saturday evening at the Arizona Veterans Memorial Coliseum at 19th and McDowell on the Arizona State Fairgrounds. Not only will the 06 and 07 champion Brutal Beauties be taking on the undefeated 08 champion Runaway Brides, there will be an exhibition game featuring skaters from the three other AZDD cliques, the Coffin Draggers, the Bombshells, and the Schoolyard Scrappers. Head out there, take a look at Dr. Mary Lou Bottomy, and tell me that she is what I think she is. Anyway, in nearby Mesa, Arizona, on Sunday evening at 6 o'clock, the Arizona Roller Derby will be holding their own expo at USA Skateland, 7 East Southern Avenue. Stop by, tell them I said hi. Back to Saturday night, damn near Los Angeles at 555 North Nash in El Segundo, the Angel City Derby Rocket Queens will be hosting the Prison City Derby Dames from Chino. In Bakersfield at Rollerama, 1004 34th Street, Derby Revolution of Bakersfield takes on the Central Coast Roller Derby. In Roseville, California, at Roller King, 889 Riverside Avenue, the Sacred City Derby Girls host one Denver Roller Dolls squad, while in Castle Rock, Colorado, Denver's Bruisin' Altitude squad pays a visit to the Castle Rock and Rollers. The O-Town Derby head to the Lane County Fairgrounds, 796 West 13th Avenue in Eugene, Oregon, to help the Emerald City Roller Girls stage their seasonal championship bout. San Antonio's Alamo City crosses the Gulf of Mexico and then some to take on the Broward County Derby Girls in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And Pikes Peak hits the road as well, there to Beantown to take on the Boston Derby Dames. You remember them, they just took third place in the WFTDA Eastern Regionals, like I told you a few minutes back. North of the border, Toronto Roller Derby has the Gore Gore Roller Girls and the Smoke City Bettys taking the track. And across the Pacific Pond, Saturday, in Reservoir, Victoria, Australia. That's a northeastern suburb of Melbourne, folks, at Puck Handlers. I love that name. At the corner of Davis and Blake, the Victoria Roller Derby League holds its Pump Up the Jam bout featuring the new-look Toxic Avengers against an all-new Reservoir Dolls side. And in Beenleigh, Queensland, Australia, southern suburbs of Brisbane, at the Beenleigh Arena, 210 Milne Street, Sun State Roller Girls action sees the Licorice Short Shorts take on the Golden Roughs. And one thing more this week. It's Tuesday night at Wrigley Field in Chicago. To help promote the theatrical release of her film Whip It, October the 2nd in the States, a week after that elsewhere in the world, already getting good reviews at the Toronto International Film Festival, Drew Barrymore took the mic alongside Windy City Rollers' Athena DeCrime, Julia Rosenwinkel, Val Capone, who held the mic for Drew and cheered the Cubs on to their win that night, Slamma Montana, Donna Party, Rose Ferratu, and Ruth in Asia, and collectively they raised their voices in song at the seventh inning stretch. This is what it sounded like over the Fox Sports Brewers TV network with additional commentary from those Fox Sports Wisconsin stooges.
Coming in hot, the Windy City Rollers joining
in
with Drew Barrymore.
Wow.
Drew's in town promoting her new movie, which is called Whip It. And in the movie, Barrymore is a roller derby player. So that is why she's accompanied by the Windy City Rollers here. Not exactly a Where's Waldo moment. Because Drew Barrymore, easy to spot in that group.
I'm not sure what to say about that whole thing.
She plays Smashley Simpson in the movie. I'm looking forward to that. By the way, that movie is based in Austin, Texas. You'll be happy to know.
Okay. They have roller derby in Austin?
I didn't know that. I'm from there.
You never went to a roller derby match? They call it a match game? What is it?
I have no idea. Never knew that it even existed. But
Drew Barrymore better hit the weights.
Well, it's all about the angles of the cameras. You know, they can do some things.
That was by far the most crowded television booth I've ever seen.
Yeah. And there really weren't that many people in there.
Well done.
And they wonder why I stopped paying attention to televised sports in Milwaukee once Eddie Doucette stopped doing the Bucks games. Jeez. And that was Brewers commentator Brian Anderson, a former resident of Austin, Texas, displaying ignorance about what goes on in the old hometown. Well, enough of that. Again, remember to make sure that your team's bout is covered on the Southwest Derby Report. Always get me the date and send me the information, regardless of where it is in the derby world. You can make your own spoken word report on MP3 and send it in if you want. And email all of that to the Southwest Derby Report at baronofarizona@gmail.com. That's Baron of Arizona, BaronofArizona, @gmail.com. This program is produced at the studios of KXCI Tucson, Arizona, where it wouldn't be a bad idea to email our general manager, Randy Peterson, at randy@kxci.org. That's randy@kxci.org, and let him know how much you appreciate KXCI allowing the Southwest Derby Report to be produced here. I'm King David McKenzie. You make sure to get out of the next 7 days alive, everybody.
So don't take me home, baby. Nah, because your mama won't lie. Your mama won't like me. Well, your mama won't like me. No, your mama won't like me.